I'm Steve Inskeep. Some of the Supreme Court's critics accuse it of seizing power from Congress.
We have an unelected Supreme Court becoming a legislative body and substituting itself for the elected Congress.
Patrick Leahy is the senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Four times in recent years, the High Court has ruled against federal laws, saying they interfered with states' rights. Each time, Senator Leahy has grown a little more frustrated.
They've been on this federalism crusade. They've now hit those with disabilities, but they've gone after school children, the environment, older workers, intellectual property owners.
The rulings won praise from conservatives and from states themselves, but the latest decision went where even some states' rights advocates would not. Susan Parnas Frederick represents the National Council of State Legislatures. Her organization filed legal briefs supporting past states' rights cases, but sat out this one.
This was different in the sense that it dealt with the rights of the disabled, and because of that, we felt that this case was a bit too controversial.
The Americans with Disabilities Act passed Congress overwhelmingly. Liberals like Leahy supported it. So did conservative Senator Bob Dole, who'd lost the use of his arm in a war injury. So did Vermont Republican Jim Jeffords, who supported numerous measures for the disabled.
I'm very disappointed the Supreme Court doesn't seem to be coming along in that same path.
Even after yesterday's ruling, many disabled people have protection against discrimination. The law still applies to businesses, and some states have their own laws. But the ruling may signal something bigger. The court's five conservative justices are using their power to limit lawmakers' power. Robert Peck is legal director for the Association of Trial Lawyers.
It's entirely possible that there is a shift. This is a far more aggressive court in scrutinizing congressional legislation.
Peck says the justices insist they're enforcing the Constitution. The states have rights. Before Congress steps on those rights, it has to prove that states are abusing them.
Congress had gotten into the habit, according to the court, over the years of assuming that if they find an instance or if they find enough agitation to address a problem, that there must be a problem. The court is basically saying, we want to see you dot the I's, cross the T's, and show it to us.
Peck says if Congress doesn't like this latest ruling, it can try again. Lawmakers could start new investigations. They could prove the states are unfair to the handicapped and pass a new law. Some lawmakers thought they had already done that. A minority of Supreme Court justices agreed. In a dissenting opinion, Justice Stephen Breyer listed hundreds of cases that Congress studied before passing the Americans with Disabilities Act. State after state, it failed to take basic steps like building wheelchair ramps. In Delaware, the state failed to keep its handicapped parking spaces clear. They tended to be occupied by police cars. The state of Minnesota refused to hire a blind person who was the highest scoring applicant to direct an agency for the blind. In Texas, a school for the deaf refused to hire a deaf teacher because she failed to pass a test of her listening skills. But Chief Justice William Rehnquist and the Supreme Court's majority said these stories failed to prove a pattern of discrimination. Some lawmakers say they don't have many options now.
But that does not mean that we'll give up.
Jim Langevin is a newly elected member of the House. He's also wheelchair-bound after being paralyzed in a shooting accident.
What the Congress can do is use its spending power and its budget power to make sure that the ADA is enforced.
Langevin is relying on a 1973 federal law that remains in effect. It says that anyone who receives federal subsidies must accommodate the handicapped. That includes many state agencies and state programs. The Supreme Court hasn't reviewed that law yet, though some legal experts predict it will. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.